You're listening to BBC Radio York, right around North Yorkshire, on AM and FM stereo. It's your local radio station. And in a moment, we'll be hearing from a lady jazz singer called Barbie Benson, all about how you get your voice trained up to be a jazz singer, as opposed to an opera singer or anything else. But before we actually hear from the lady herself, let's hear her singing a song she composed herself. This is called Calypso.
They tell me there's a place where the guys are so pretty. You can dance in the sun all day long. Forget about today, forget about tomorrow. Just a bottle of wine and a song. They tell me there's a place where the palm trees are growing and the beach reaches up to the sky. Tomorrow, just a bottle of wine and a song. But if it's just me and you, I tell you what I would think. Well, buy a ticket right now. You can tear my sheet, I won't be back in a week. I wanna be with you now, yeah. If it's just me and you, I tell you what I would do. I'll buy a ticket right now. You can tear up a sheet, I won't be back in a week. I wanna be with you.
Benson showing how it should be sung. That's Calypso, her very own composed piece of music. As I say, she's appearing in York for the very first time, one of her first public performances tomorrow night as part of the late night cabaret sessions at York's Theatre Royal. Why is she here? Well, she's actually studying at the University of York. As a mature student, she's trying to get a philosophy degree. But when I met her in the foyer of the Theatre Royal, things like how to actually sing like a jazz singer were much more on my mind. But Barbie assured me you don't have to have a throaty voice in order to jazz sing.
There's a lovely lady called Alice Babs who used to do Duke Ellington's gospel stuff. Now, she's got a very operatic type voice, so, and that's still jazz. Jazz is anything in one sense. Somebody once asked Fats Domino, you know, what's jazz? And he said, lady, if you don't know, I can't tell you.
There's been a real renewal of interest in jazz amongst young people. Do you find that in the clubs in London? Is it really quite trendy?
Yeah, it is. But I think that's because of the 50s. I think there's just a general trend for fashion in the 50s. There's this lovely sort of romantic image of the 50s. And I think in the early 50s, late 50s, there's this resurgence of the same music. You know, you've got jazz, big bands, bebop from the 40s. Going into the 50s, so I think that's why, really.
Whenever I've been at a club with someone singing, at least half the audience will watch them and listen, but the other half will be nattering and talking and drinking. Was that the case with you? How do you feel about it?
Sometimes fed up, because it's nice. I mean, even if you go to Ronnie's, I mean, I've not big-timed at Ronnie's because I'm second class and all the others are first class, if you know what I mean, on the gradation, there is a scale. But even with people like that, Ronnie's is, say, the big one in the whole of Great Britain. You get people going in and nattering and all this kind of thing, which is supposed to be the cool thing to do in jazz clubs, you know, we're just sitting back and listening to this the trivia going on. But the majority of jazz people actually do like it if somebody can sit down and listen and there's nothing like it, really, because then you're partaking. It's like you and I having a conversation and not really listening to each other.
I mean, have you ever had it where you've actually really put your all into a performance and people have been so busy talking that you hardly get any response?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. But some pros will actually say that that's my fault. Because, you know, if you're good, in a sense, you're supposed to be listened to.
Do you have to do anything special to keep your voice the way it is? I mean, do you have voice sprays?
No, you don't need that if your chops are in order. I mean, I smoke, which is really naughty. But at the same time, if you practice, I mean, there's nothing like gigs. Let's face it, there's nothing like actually doing a gig to keep yourself in practice. But if not, then you've got to practice every day.
When you said voice exercises,
yes.
Is it the sort of the operatic scales you mean?
No. It's really just physical gymnastics, only instead of outside, like a boxer skips a lot, you have to do physical gymnastics inside the body. So that and it's very difficult to exercise anything inside. So you have to do things like being sick exercises, which stretches the back of the throat.
Can you show us one?
Okay, so you've got a breathing exercise where you drop the diaphragm, you're breathing, so the majority of people lift their shoulders up, as it were. They go like this, and you see the shoulders rise. Whereas, of course, you're supposed to relax and just allow the belly to come out, of which I've got enough. So you breathe in, and the diaphragm just drops like that, you see, and then you hiss it out, so you get... And you're supposed to keep this hissing noise going, you see, at an even level. If it's all over the place, then obviously your airflow is going to be... your airflow is obviously going to be interrupted. So you want a nice, smooth airflow so that when you're singing, you can go... on one line. Whereas if you're not breathing correctly, you're getting... The air isn't being projected forward, as it were.
When you finished at York University, which is going to come first, the philosophy or the jazz singing, do you think?
Well, we'll see if I can get above a 2-2 in philosophy before I make my mind up. I'll never let go of jazz.
Barbie Benson, and you can see her in full action tomorrow night at York's Theatre Royal Late Night Cabaret. The doors actually open at 11 o'clock, and Barbie will on stage fairly shortly after.